Disabilities. Some 327 people with disabilities in the central region and institutions today received equipment and cash worth over ₱10.7 million from the National Fund for the Disabled of Kenya for the year 2024. The fund's chairperson, Dr. Christina Kenyatta Pratt, kicked off the exercise in Nyeri Town by donating sewing kits, farming tools, mobility devices and salon equipment to individuals and cash grants to institutions that support persons with disabilities. Dr. Kenyatta Pratt thanked the national government for continuing to boost the funds through treasury allocations, saying the money they have been receiving since the 2009-10 financial year had enabled the fund to give cash grants to institutions to build dorms, accommodation blocks, classrooms and ICT halls. She however added that there are many existing barriers that hinder persons with disabilities from making progress, such as economic, social, attitudinal, physical, legal, political and even cultural hindrances. She noted that these barriers exclude persons with disabilities from fully and effectively participating in the society, leading to PWDs having limited opportunities to access education, employment, healthcare, transportation and infrastructure, as well as to political participation and access to justice. The chair, who was accompanied by Vice Chair Peter Nyakiemo, Fund CEO George Wachira and trustees Anne Magambi and Dr. Mike Kiswili, said their mandate was to uplift the lives of those with disabilities and ensure they live dignified lives. Nyeri Central Deputy County Commissioner Joseph Mwangi, who was also present, urged those given donations and grants to use them prudently so that they uplift their living standards. He urged them not to fall into the temptation of selling the equipment, saying that he will be going round to check on the progress. "I will personally be going round where you are operating your businesses to see what you are doing with the equipment," said Mwangi. During the ceremony held at Nyeri Regional Headquarters, Rhoda Wanjiku, who received a sewing machine, said the donation will enable her to set up a business that will cater for the needs of her children.